He witnessed injured people living together.
So you have someone with a severed limb that hasn't had treatment, but someone in the local community tried to tie it up, and there's blood everywhere, and there's actually people laying around that stuff.
Helping the quake victims is a cause near and dear to Wanji's heart. He and his 10 siblings were born there. His father was a general in the military. So when he went there this week to assess the damage, he brought along 5 jets filled with 100 doctors and medical supplies. He says he was shocked by the chaos at the airport, though. First, the U.S. military wouldn't let his planes land. But thanks to his close ties to President Rene Preval, he was green-lighted to do so.
And there's a horrible job being done by the U.S. government. I'm sorry to say that with what's going on down there. A lot of medical supplies aren't reaching the people.
Then, once on the ground, he and the doctors had to deal with more confusion from the U.S. military and couldn't access their supplies for 2 days.
And I think that that was the roughest part of the trip, because some of our medical supplies stayed on that base for 1 day to 2 days. And that 1 to 2 days, you lost 5,000 people.
Through all the frustrating red tape, he and his team did manage to set up a 150-bed hospital and perform hundreds of operations, mostly amputations. However, one girl was in such grave condition, Wanji flew her back to the U.S. on one of his jets to be operated on. As for the death toll, he suspects we may never know the true number.
It's very hard to know what the number is, even though you know it's a big atrocity, because when people are burning bodies, and then mass graves. I was at 2 or 3 mass grave locations where they weren't photo or IDing any of the people.
Wanji has had a nonprofit organization on the island nation for the past year called One Dome at a Time. Its goal, rebuild Haiti's infrastructure. He assured President Preval his mission will not only continue there, but other nonprofits have joined forces with him to improve the infrastructure, healthcare system, and telecommunications.
The Haiti's problems is not a day. Haiti's problem is the next 10, 20 years.
Although Wanji came back here to work on getting more food and supplies down there, 80 of the doctors he flew down, they stayed behind to treat the injured. That's going to do it for us from here in the newsroom. I'm Mary Beth McDade. Michael, we'll send it back to you in the studio.
All right, Mary Beth, thank you. A medical aid team.